أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our journaling the Quran, we're still going to stay with the ayat that begin with Ya أيها الناس, O human beings, and still with Surah Al-Hajj, with the Surah number 22. And if you remember, Surah Al-Hajj sort of started off with a warning of the Day of Qiyamah, an admonition to get our life, the past, the present, and plan the future and get it all into order. But now comes an ayah. I absolutely love this ayah. This is ayah number 73. So turn to it in your Quran and highlight it. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about a fly. It's a parable of a fly. It's phenomenal. He says, Ya ayyuha nas, O human beings, Dhuriba mathalun. Dhuriba mathalun means a parable is struck. An example has been struck. It's sort of put upon you. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ. Listen to it. So what is this parable? إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَدْعُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ لَنْ يَخْلَقُوا زُبَابًا. Those, surely those, whom you call upon besides Allah, cannot even create a fly. So who are these? Who are those that we call upon besides Allah? Besides ideologies, idols, false idols, tyrant rulers, absolutely anybody. Allah said, you know what? They're so helpless, they cannot even create a single fly. وَلَوْ اجْتَمَعُوا لَهُ. Even if they all got together, if they all gathered together, all their forces, they would not be able to create a single fly. And then he continues. He says, وَإِنْ يَسْلُبْهُمُ الزُّبَابُ شَيْئًا. And if this fly should take anything away from them, absolutely anything, he says, لَا يَسْتَنْقِذُوهُ مِنْهُ. They would not be able to take it back. Now let's look at this example. So if a fly were to hover around a tyrant's meal and take a little bit of his burger or a little bit of his meat or a little bit of whatever he was eating, he, even if he dissected the fly, he had the best scientists in the world to take it. A fly has these chemical fluids that it injects into the food, which changes the chemical composition of the food completely. He would not be able to take it back. Now, what is Allah trying to tell us here? Let's jump back a bit. So say, for example, there's all these false idols or any tyrants, and we present to them food, we put it in front of them and keep it there. And a fly comes. We may be able to try and swat the fly, but it's already taken a bit of food. Just looking at the idol straight into the eye and saying, what are you going to do? I've taken your food. You can't do anything. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, neither can they create one, nor can they get back anything from the fly who may have taken something from them. And finally, the lesson of this ayah, absolutely phenomenal. He says, ضَعْفَ الطَّالِبُ وَالْمَطْلُوبُ. Weak is the one who invokes, and weak is the one who is invoked upon. Basically, what Allah is trying to tell us here is that the one who wants and the one who is wanted are both so weak. So the parable here is telling me the futility of calling upon other than Allah. Absolutely no one or nothing is in any way comparable to Him. We need to understand that as human beings, we are weakened by the things we want. There's an awesome saying which says, أريد أن لا أريد إلا ما أريد. I want not to want except what you want. That is, except what divinity wants. And I'd like to end with something that I was reading the other day. And it's reported that Imam Zain al-Abidin al-Islam passed by a man who was sitting at the doorstep of another man's house. And that the man whose house he was sitting at was known to be a tyrant. And Imam asked him and he said, why are you sitting at the door of this tyrant? And the man said, I am in need. I need him. Imam said, I will guide you to a door better than this tyrant's door and to a Rabb who is better than this man. He took the man by the hand and he took him to the Prophet's mosque. He instructed him to pay a prayer 2 rakat salah and then recite ayah 21 to 24 of Surah Al-Hashr. It starts with لَوْ أَنزَلْنَا هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لَا جَبَلٍ لَرَعَيْتَوْ خَاشِيًا مُتَصَدِّيًا مِّنْ خَشَّةِ اللَّهِ. And then he instructed him to recite Surah Al-Hadid, the first 6 ayat, 1 to 6. And finally, Ayatul Mulk, which is ayah 26 and 27 of Surah Al-Imran. And it was amazing. According to Allama Majlisi, this is one of the most phenomenal amal we have. And then ask for your hajat, because everyone else besides the Rabb is weak. And every time we think that somebody else can fulfill what we need, think about the Zubaba, think about the fly. I will repeat this amal again. 2 rakat salah, Surah Al-Hashr, which is Surah number 59, ayah 21 to 24. Surah Al-Hadid, which is Surah number 57, ayah 1 to 6. And Ayatul Mulk, which is Surah Al-Imran, Surah number 3, ayah 26 to 27. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant the hajat of all and give us the tawfiq to only turn to our Rabb and to nobody else. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.